It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah! Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on VPN Radio. Your 24-hour internet prayer station. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and supported by the loyal listeners here on BPN. Well, it's going to be a great day today. Good to have you listening in, praying with us. And today is going to be kind of a summary day, a review day of BPN Radio. We started broadcasting on October the 6th, and here we are close to, 5 months? Anyhow, it's good to have you listening in, and we appreciate you praying with us as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We not only have cities and churches praying with us across America, but we also have nations praying with us today. And we now have 45 nations because this broadcast goes around the clock and around the world. So it's good to welcome South Korea, and today we also want to welcome Indonesia and Vietnam and Singapore, Malaysia, Mauritius, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Burundi, the Republic of Moldova, Greece, Poland, Serbia, Switzerland, Norway, Belgium, Ireland, Portugal, Dominica, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Chile, Jamaica, Honduras, Hong Kong, Pakistan, Uganda, Netherlands, Bahamas, Guatemala, Philippines, India, Turkey, Italy, Spain, Mexico, Australia, China, South Africa, Germany, France, Canada, Brazil, England, Scotland, Ireland, as well as the United States of America. Welcome to BPN Radio. It is such a delight to have you listening in, praying with us not only here in America, but also praying with us in other nations of the world. And we have these nations praying with us. It's also good to have 40-something states praying with us. The only states that we don't have on our prayer map is Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. If you have anybody in any of those states or you're listening, you need to sign up and get on our prayer map by going to letspray.com. That's letspray.com. And speaking of prayer, let's pray right now. Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio on this Thursday, in Jesus' name. And I've just come to tell you today that God has a wonderful plan for your life. You can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give, and you can receive what God says you can receive. You can sow where God says you can sow, and you can reap where God says you can reap. You can meet who God says you can meet, and you can work when God says you can work and rest when God says you can rest. You can bless who God says you can bless. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. I want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. I want to welcome some new churches that are praying with us. New Beginnings Church in Chino, California. Second Baptist North in Kingwood, Texas. Welcome. Roadside Chapel, Rutland, Vermont. Maryland Community Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. And Spirit Life Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I want to welcome these new churches that are praying with us today. Also want to welcome other churches. We have almost 1,000 churches that are praying with us. I'm getting the list out today so I can welcome some churches today. And so I'm going to do that right now. I want to welcome Journey Church of the River Region, and that's in Prattville, Alabama. I want to welcome the Gathering Christian Fellowship, Tucson, Arizona, as well as First Assembly of God, Benton, Arkansas, and New Life Church in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I want to welcome the New Life Church in Alamo, California, and the Rock Church in Brentwood, California, New Hope International, Concord, California, Water of Life Community Church, Fontana, California. I want to welcome today Calvary Chapel in Boca Raton, Florida, as well as Victory Christian Church in Boca Raton. I want to welcome the Illuminate Church in Davenport, Florida, as well as Christ Fellowship Church in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I want to welcome the Stone Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And I want to welcome Judah Worship Center Church in Topeka, Kansas, as well as Wonderful Works Deliverance Center there in Topeka. I want to welcome the Cooley United Methodist Church in Winfield, Louisiana. I want to welcome Cornerstone Bible Church in Kansas City, Missouri, as well as Hilltop Community Church in Carson City, Nevada. I want to welcome Hamlet Church of God of Prophecy, Hamlet, North Carolina, and the Lighthouse Church in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. I want to welcome Sioux Falls First Assembly of God, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as well as All Tribes Fellowship Assemblies of God, Wagner, South Dakota, True Holiness Church in Collierville, Tennessee. Welcome. Welcome to Real Life Church, Brownsville, Texas, as well as College Heights Assembly of God in Bryan, Texas, Cornerstone City Church in Dumas, Texas, and Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas, and churches that are praying with us all across America. We say welcome today to BPN. I want you to pray today about being a partner here on Breakout Prayer Network, and we certainly have not met our budget any month that we have been broadcasting. We say very little about finances, but how many know that every ministry, everyone must have partners? And so I'm asking you today to sow a monthly seed. And you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the bottom of the page. There's a place to donate, and you click on the donate button, and there's a place to use your debit card, your credit card, or even if you want to send a check. If you're using a debit card, credit card, there is an opportunity for you just to click the recurring payment, which means that I'm going to be a monthly partner with Dale Gentry and Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, as we broadcast prayer. There may be other broadcasts like this. I just don't know of one that is just simply dedicated to calling America to pray. And so, would you pray right now about sowing a monthly seed, financial seed, into this ministry? And your gifts are tax deductible, and we would be very thankful and very grateful. And we've had to increase our staff here at Breakout Prayer Network as a result of the increase in staff and just the operating costs. So would you pray right now? Father, I just set myself in agreement with people that are listening today here on BPN Radio. Many of them are regular listeners as we pray around the globe, around the clock. And I just pray that you'll speak to people today about making a monthly contribution, being a partner here at BPN Radio. I pray that you'll speak to them, and they just go on their website right now, bpnradio.com, and click the button and make a donation to help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And while you are doing that, I'm just going to play some music today, and this is going to be an unusual time because I'm going to rehearse a little bit about my background, how I was raised in an atmosphere of prayer, and then we're going to pray some songs that I listened to when I was a boy. And I believe you're going to enjoy these. I know that we have a lot of singers on BPN Radio, a lot of music that has been recorded in the past few years. But today we're going to go way back. I just want to say to you today that I was raised in an atmosphere of prayer, a little town in Comanche, Oklahoma, less than 2,000. Dr. Larry Martin and I are going to be leading a conference there June 27th, 28th, 29th, asking people to come that have a passion for ministry to get started or restarted. You want to get launched out into what is in your heart, and sometimes you need some help, so we're going to do that. So in that Assembly of God Church, First Assembly of God Church, Comanche, Oklahoma, I was raised. And I heard some wonderful songs. My dad was a preacher of the gospel. And every morning he would get up at 5 o'clock and he would pray. And he would pray so loud. He would pray so loud that the neighbors would actually come over and knock on the door and say, "Please, Mr. Gentry, don't pray so loud. We're trying to sleep." when I got to be a teenager, I said, Dad, it's a little bit embarrassing for people to come over and knock on the door and ask you not to pray so loud. But he was praying. And in those prayers, he was praying for me. Oh, God, I pray for my son, Del Wayne, because he called me Del Wayne. I pray for my son, Del Wayne. He'll be a mighty man of God. He'll do great exploits for you. He'll be a worldwide evangelist. My dad never got out of America, but I've got to minister, lead prayer, preach the gospel in many nations of the world. And he would pray for me. And he heard, I heard his voice, as well as our neighbors and many other people. I was raised in an atmosphere of prayer, and we went to church, and I heard some songs that were sung. And one of the songs, we sang in those days out of the song book, and one of the songs that I heard was this song. I'm going to play some songs today here on BPN, and I trust you like country gospel. If you don't, it's okay. It's okay because we play different types of music on BPN. But as I was a boy, I would go to church and I would hear them sing this song right here. I love to tell the story, and this is Alan Jackson.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Same hungering to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long.
Why don't we sing it together?
I love
everybody.
To tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and love.
There's Alan Jackson from his album Precious Memories, and I would certainly recommend purchasing that album, Precious Memories by Alan Jackson. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio. That was a song that I grew up with. I would go to church, and the congregation would stand. I don't know what page it was on, but everybody would sing, I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story. I'm so thankful that I've been able to make the journey. I'm so thankful that as a little boy I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart, forgive me my sins. I'm so thankful that my parents trained me in the way that I should go. Train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from that training. And so I'm so thankful my mom and dad trained me. They did not send me to church. They took me to church. And I sat there in the church services with them and witnessed prayer, witnessed the songs, witnessed the power of the Holy Spirit. It's so very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that our children be in an atmosphere of prayer, being an atmosphere of worship, being an atmosphere of where they're able to be in a place where families can worship together. And so I want to pray for your family right now. I want to pray for your children. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray today for families that are listening, fathers and mothers. I pray, Lord, that they would train their children in the way they must go. Not just the way they should go, but the way they must go. I pray, Lord, that they will be an example in their lives. I pray that we'll have godly families, mom and dads that love each other, consider each other, are kind to each other. I speak peace over families today. I bind the spirit of confusion and hatred and anger and criticism, places where there's no peace. I pray in Jesus' name, the peace of God. And may we not just be peacekeepers, but may we be peacemakers. Lord, for you said, blessed is the peacemaker. We pray peace in every family, peace in the home. And we know that the family that prays together stays together. And I pray for parents today, they'll put the family altar back. It may not be a wooden altar. It may not be an altar of stone, but it will be a place where they pray together. And so in Jesus' name, I pray for the family. I pray that there will be prayer in the family. And I pray that families will go to church together. And families will dedicate their children to the Lord. You say, well, you know, my son is older now. My daughter's too old to be dedicated. No, I know it's best that you dedicate your child as a baby, but sometimes we miss that opportunity. Sometimes we neglect that opportunity. So I pray today that regardless of what age your child is, that you'll bring that child to the house of God, and you and the man of God, woman of God, will lay hands on your son or daughter, your child, and dedicate that child to the Lord. And may you know that you did not bring that child into the world to serve their own flesh, to serve Satan, but you brought that child into the world to serve the living God. And so I'm so thankful today. I'm thankful today for the training that I received when I was little. And the songs that were sung when I was taken to church, and just rehearsing, doing something I've never done here on BPN radio. And some people, they may not like the music at all, but some people it's going to love it because it's going to take you back maybe to when you were growing up in church, because we know music changes from time to time. God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But music sometimes changes. So I want to play a few songs. I want to play a little medley here by Alan Jackson from his album Precious Memories of songs that were sung when I was a boy. And I'm thankful for the training that I received as a boy. And I want to encourage you parents to train your children in the way they should go. I want to encourage you parents to take your children to church, your grandchildren to church, and let them experience the Lord. And so here's a few songs, then we're going to be back to pray for some homeschool. The homeschool movement will be back in just a moment. But here's Alan Jackson with a medley of songs that I heard when I was a boy, and I'm thankful for the training. I want to salute my father, O.C. Gentry, my mother, Delia Gentry, and that church in Comanche, Oklahoma, and my pastors there. I want to salute them. In Jesus' name. You'll recognize this one.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how
Okay, I trust you enjoyed music of Alan Jackson there, going way back. Songs that were sung in church when I was a boy. And we are praying for parents today, as well as some other things. And we're going to talk to you more a little bit more about that. But I just want to ask you today to consider becoming a monthly partner here on VPN Radio, helping us. We've not met our budget any month. We've been going since October. So we're asking that you make a donation, a contribution, and all you have to do is go to vpnradio.com. That's vpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button down there, and you can use your credit card, debit card, or there's an address to send your check. If you're using a card, there's also a place for recurring payment, which you can click in order to make a monthly contribution, become a monthly partner here on Breakout Prayer Network. As we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And thank you for praying with us today here on VPN Radio. And we just have been praying about parents and their children, and we're going to pray right now for the homeschool movement. And the homeschool movement is growing by leaps and bounds. And somebody said, well, what is homeschooling? Well, that is parent-led, home-based education. It's an age-old traditional educational practice that a decade ago appeared to be cutting-edge and alternative, but is now bordering on mainstream here in America, in the United States. It may be the fastest-growing form of education in the United States, one writer said. Home-based education has also been growing around the world in many other nations, including Australia, Canada, France, Hungary, Japan, Kenya, Russia, Mexico, South Korea, Thailand, the United Kingdom. And according to statistics, there are about 2.2 million home-educated students in the United States. And that is growing. There were about 1.73 million not too long ago. So it appears the homeschool population is continuing to grow at an estimated 2 to 8% per annum over the past 8 years. And families who are engaged in home-based education are not dependent on public tax-funded resources for their children's education. The finances associated with their homeschooling likely represent over $24 billion that American taxpayers do not have to spend annually, since these children are not in public schools. Homeschooling is quickly growing in popularity among minorities. About 15% of homeschool families are non-white, non-Hispanic. And so we want to pray for the homeschool movement. We want to pray for parents who are training their children at home. And many of them, only one breadwinners. Most of the time, the fathers work and the mothers stay at home, train the children. So it's a major commitment there. And we want to pray for the homeschool movement, which I personally endorse, I personally believe in. In fact, my son, Rick Gentry, right now is a coach in the homeschool movement of South Austin, Texas. And after coaching over 25 years in Christian schools, he's now coaching homeschool teams in South Austin. And in fact, this week, his teams are in the state homeschool basketball tournament in Frisco, Texas. And the Gentry family loves sports. In fact, I used to be a sports caster. My son has been a basketball coach for many years and has done quite well, and has taken his couple of his teams to the Final Four, won a state championship or two in Oklahoma. So we want to pray. We want to pray for the homeschool movement that is growing, and we want to pray for parents that are training their children at home, and they have elected, many of them, not even for Christian education purposes, but many of them have elected to train or teach their children at home as a result of the growing problems in our public education and the teaching of secular humanism in our schools, and the elimination of teaching of Bible or following Christian principles. And of course, that all began to happen in 1963 when prayer was taken out of the public school system. Since then, there's been a major decline, upheaval, and so parents are electing to keep their children at home and teach them at home, train them at home. So, Father, we pray right now for the homeschool movement that is growing, increasing, And we ask, O God, for your help in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We just ask, O God, that you give favor to these parents that are training their children. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless these families that are training their children at home. Give them grace, and I pray give them insight. And I know that that they are connecting with a lot of new families, a lot of new friends. And I've witnessed firsthand, since my son has been coaching in the homeschool movement, how these families get together and pray together, play together, have family outings together. It's just an incredible movement that is happening, and I bless the homeschool movement, and I pray right now that it will prosper. If you could just help me pray just a moment for the homeschoolers, and also include the Christian schools. I've started a couple of Christian schools, so I definitely believe in Christian education. And so why don't you just pray for the homeschoolers, for the Christian education movement, as we salute these groups today, and pray for them here on BPN. You know, you may understand the history of education in America, but you must know that for over 100 years, the only textbook that our schools used was the Bible. In fact, churches held their services on Sunday, and our children, our sons and daughters, were trained on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They were trained in the church building. That was the school. And for over 100 years. And then finally they added McGuffey's Reader. If you've not read McGuffey's Reader, that would be very interesting. So I encourage all of you parents to make sure that you have a Bible that you read from to your children. Read the Bible to your children. And read them a chapter a day out of McGuffey's Reader, or at least a portion of that, kind of eye opening compared to what is happening today. And what is happening today in America is a culture that by and large does not know the Lord. And many of them do not know the Lord because their parents never trained them. They never read the Bible to them. And they were taught in a system, in a public school system of secular humanism. And without including the Bible, the principles that our nation was founded on. And so I encourage you to be sure and include the history, the real history of the United States of America, because our Christianity is under siege right now. There is a war on Christianity, which reminds me that we need to pray. We need to pray for the Egyptian Christians. 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya have been taken hostage by ISIS, and reports indicate that that 90 Christians, 21 Christians have been beheaded in Libya, and now 90 Christians in Syria have been taken hostage by ISIS, and the fate of these believers is currently unknown, but it's very easy to assume the worst. While some in our government argue that the United States is not at war with Islam, radical Islamists in the Middle East are clearly at war with Christianity. And that's why we need to pray for persecuted Christians in different parts of the world. And there is major persecution going on, even in this nation, and so we cannot turn our head the other way. So would you pray with me right now? Father, we pray for these 90 Christians in northeastern Syria that have been abducted by ISIS, and they're making it well known their hatred for Christianity, their hatred for those who declare the name of Jesus. And we know that if this continues, it will come to a city near us. So we pray right now for this war against Christianity that is headed by ISIS. And many others are joining in the fray for the hatred of Christians and the hatred of Jews. And so we pray right now, first of all, for these 90 Christians in northeastern Syria that have been taken hostage. We pray, Lord, that you would spare their lives. We pray for their safety. And we pray for Christians all throughout that region. In Jesus' name, we pray for the Christians in Iraq that have been suffering tremendous persecution at the hands of these vicious people. In Jesus' name, proclaiming death, proclaiming hatred. We know the message of Christ is love, and this message is a message of hatred. So we pray in Jesus' name, we pray for the salvation of these ISIS group members. We pray for the salvation of radical Islam. In Jesus' name, they turn to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. We also want to pray today here on BPN Radio. We want to pray for the net neutrality bill that is going to be voted on soon by members of the FCC Commission, the Federal Communications Commission. And the President of the United States has directed the FCC to adopt a very specific regulatory bill. And many people, of course, are very shocked at this because they don't even want to publish what the bill contains, which reminds us of Obamacare. You got to pass it before you find out what is in it. And so we know that in November, President Obama directed the FCC to establish the strongest possible rules to ensure net neutrality. And Congress is going to pick up this bill soon. And we pray in Jesus' name for this bill concerning the internet. You say, well, what is going on? Well, it's a government-regulated internet, which could possibly eliminate Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, and other Christian and conservative programs or broadcast from operating. Anything that might be considered hate speech could be removed from the internet, and the government would begin to regulate this net neutrality bill that will come to Congress right now, that is being approved possibly by the FCC. And so it's just another government regulation that could eliminate all Christian broadcasting from the internet, could eliminate all conservative issues or anything that might be considered anti-government or anti anything else that is not pleasing to those who are doing the regulating, net neutrality. Not very much has been said about it, but we need to pray about it. So, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name for this bill that is being considered by the FCC Commission. There's been no exposure of what's in that bill, and we just pray in Jesus' name that it will not be passed and that there will not be any government regulations concerning the internet, because we face major danger here of the gospel of Jesus Christ being taken off of the internet as a result of this passage. So we just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would work. I pray, Lord, that America will be alert. I pray in Jesus' name that we will be sensitive to what is going on. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your help. In the name of the Lord. I want us to pray today here on BPN Radio. I want us to pray for the media. I particularly want us to pray for those who are upholding Christianity, and they're making their voices heard, even though they may not say much about Christianity. They certainly are endorsing biblical principles and standing for conservative values here in America as this war rages in our land. And so I want you to help me pray right now for some of those that are standing for the truth. So I pray today for men like Sean Hannity. I pray for men like Glenn Beck today in Jesus' name. I pray for Gary Bauer, who puts out a daily article. I pray for Gary Bauer. And I pray, Lord Jesus, for Matt Staver, that you would bless Matt as he puts out his articles. And I pray for other conservative and Christian broadcasters across America. I pray for Franklin Graham, for the stand that he's taking in the media, the stand that he's taking in the articles that he is writing. I bless them. I pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Father, I pray for other prayer groups across this nation. There are so many, many different prayer groups, and I salute them today, and I pray for them, and I bless them. I pray for groups like Hal and Cheryl Sachs there in Phoenix, Arizona, that has been leading that prayer group for a long, long time. Very faithful couple that I've known for many years. I pray for Jack Robbins up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we know that Jack is enlisting counties to pray all across America. And I pray for Jack Robbins. And I pray for other prayer groups all across America that are praying today. In Jesus' name, we know the hope of our nation is this: if my people, which are called by my name, and will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said you'd hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray that righteousness will prevail in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you stand in the gap as an intercessor and help me pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? And you may say, well, what can I do to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network? Well, if you would like to join our prayer team and have Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, to send you regular prayer requests, here is an email address. You'll write this down, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. If you would like to start a prayer center, or if you would maybe you already have a prayer center, maybe you already have a prayer group you're praying with, but you would like to join our BPN network. And what we're believing God for is 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. And we believe that with 1,000, we have almost 1,000 churches praying with us. We have almost 700 cities praying with us. And we believe that with 1,000 churches that we can make, 1,000 prayer centers, we can make a major difference. If you would like to be the leader of a BPN prayer center, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and double click the prayer center logo, and there will be an application. You can fill out the application, submit the application, and we will get back with you. You say, well, what is the job description? The job description is you meet with a prayer group once a week for at least an hour, and that you pray over the prayer list that we send you out each Monday, and that you send us back a report of your prayer time. And that's about it. And of course, if you're going to have a center inside of your church, we must have the pastor's approval on that one. And it may be a public prayer meeting that we can listing the name of the center, the location, or it may be a private one. A public, we will list the name of the church or the name of the location. If it is a private prayer time, we are meeting privately with a group in your neighborhood or et cetera, then we will only list you as a prayer leader, but not the location. So you can help us. You can be a part. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to our website, bpnradio.com, and there you can put in your prayer request, and we will pray for you for a five-day period. Why? Because we believe in prayer, and we believe that we're making a difference when we pray. And so, if you want to, I'm just laughing today because I've been calling for a revival in America and other spiritual awakening since 1985. And sometimes I hear these voices saying, you're not making a difference. Maybe no one's listening. Maybe no one is responding. But I know that they are. I know that we're making a difference. So I've been at it for 30 years now. And particularly, I really got involved after I led prayer at the White House in about 1994, 95. So we're praying and we're believing, and we need your help. And maybe you just send me an email and just say, Dell, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to keep leading prayer. I want to encourage you to keep going, even though you've been doing it for 30 years now as a prayer leader in America, prayer and prophetic voice, calling America to pray. Please keep going. And the email address is breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And much of that information is on our three websites, letsprayamerica.com. You can sign up to receive my daily prayer by email, letsprayamerica.com. And you can sign up there. You can sign up your church and your city, or you can go to BPN Radio and get all the information here concerning our internet radio broadcast. And also we have a website called for Young Preachers International, and that is enlisting young preachers, young people, to come out of obscurity, preach to their generation. So we are making an effort to pray and to preach, to prophesy, to multiply ourselves there. And the web address for young preachers is youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And if you're a young person, you need to go in there and sign up. If you'd like to be a part of that, there's information there on the website. Father, we thank you. We are so thankful today and so grateful today for people that are praying with us, people that are agreeing with us for this revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And you know, why don't you just take a few moments here on BPN Radio? Why don't you take a few moments to pray for these prayer services, these prayer broadcasts, and pray for Dale Gentry and the team that is working with me, that we will have guidance and direction each day on what to pray about, the music that corresponds with what we are saying, and that we will have intercessors who will stand with us. Why don't you say a prayer for Dale Gentry and company? Would you do that? Thank you so very much for praying with us, because we are making a difference here on BPN Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. May God bless you and keep you. I would like to remind you that we are having a BPN prayer leaders gathering in Austin at Compass Church in Austin, Texas. That's April 9th, 10th, and 11th. 9/11. There's a 9/11 call for prayer in Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, 11th. The registration is free. We have a seating capacity for 100 people to come. If you're a prayer leader or desire to be a prayer leader, or you have a tremendous passion to pray, if you will come, we'll pray together. We'll give some instructions on prayer. We'll share some journeys with you. And there will be an impartation there. Other prayer leaders will be joining us. It's going to be a wonderful time. We'll start on Thursday evening, Friday morning, Friday evening, Saturday morning. Make your way to Austin, Texas. Go in there and register. We'll be sending you hotel information and other information about the prayer gathering. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for listening today. It's been a tremendous privilege and joy to pray with you. And we believe that we are making a difference as we pray together. Tell somebody about BPN Radio and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.